Get better at English.
Get better at English.
增强信心。听说聊。With BBC Learning
English. Learning English. 你能想象得出来英国的大学生生活会是什么样吗？
Is it very different from student life in China?Well, on today's BBC Learning English Culture programme, Sun Chen and I will be looking in particular at where students live while they study.
我们今天呢就来看看英国的大学生们的生活变迁。That's all coming up.
You're listening to BBC Learning English.
So let's hear first from Sarah Jane Smiles. She's a student in London in her third and final year of study.
我们先来让 Sarah 跟我们说说她在上大学的时候都住在哪儿呢？
In my first year, I was fortunate that I got a place in halls. They're basically student accommodation, student residence. I live with six other students. I was fortunate enough to have my own bathroom, so I didn't have to share a bathroom with other people. But you share a kitchen with those other people. It's a very social setup from that first day, so you're introduced to lots of people.
So in her first year, Sarah Jane thinks she was very fortunate.
幸运的，这又是为什么呢？
Because she got a place in halls.
能找到一个住的地方。
I got a place on the English course. I got a place at university in Beijing. I got a place in halls.
就是找到一个位置。那为什么是 halls 呢, Joe?
Well, as Sarah Jane explained, halls are student accommodation.
住宿,说的就是学生宿舍。
So you live with lots of other students.She lived with six other students, and she was fortunate enough to have her own bathroom.
看来啊，她还真是挺幸运的。Fortunate enough, 能有自己的洗手间，自己的就是 own.
Yes, Sarah Jane was happy she didn't have to share a bathroom with other students. Sometimes in halls you have to share a bathroom, but she does share a kitchen.
不过呀，厨房可得共用。用她的话说，厨房呢就像是一个特别好的交际场所似的。
A setup. It's a very social setup from the first day because you're introduced to lots of other people.
这当然了，这个地方可是认识新人的好地方。听了这么多，你是不是也该猜得出来这个 hall 是什么意思了呢？没错，就是宿舍大楼。
In my first year, I was fortunate that I got a place in halls. They're basically student accommodation, student residence. I live with six other students. I was fortunate enough to have my own bathroom, so I didn't have to share a bathroom with other people. But you share a kitchen with those other people. It's a very social setup from that first day, so you're introduced to lots of people.
On BBC Learning English today, we're finding out more about students in the UK, and in particular, where they live. So, what about Sarah Jane's other 2 years of study? Where did she live? Here's some language to help you. Previous.
以前的。
Private accommodation.
自己租的地方。
Rented. To rent.
租的,租住的。
Private rented accommodation. Sarah Jane talks about being thrust into adult life.
就是冲上去,突然之间闯进了一个跟大人一样的生活。
Bills.
账单。
Tend. To tend to.
就是习惯做什么,你通常都会和第一年一起的同学啊,一块搬家。
To move together as a unit.
就像是一个小团体,像一个小团体一样,一起搬家。
And you'll hear the word flat, which is the British English word for apartment. Here's Sarah Jane.
This year and the previous year I've lived in private rented accommodation. And all of a sudden you're kind of thrust into adult life because you've got these bills that arrive that you have to pay. You tend to move with those students that you tend to have lived with in the first year.So you're moving together as a unit, perhaps, into a house where you decide, or flat where you decide to live.
So does Sarah Jane live in a house or a flat now?
I live near to King's Cross, so again, rather centrally located. It's quite a small flat. I live with two other students. We each have our own room, and then we share the bathroom, kitchen and lounge.
So Sarah Jane lives in a flat, quite a small flat.She lives in an area of London called King's Cross, which is centrally located.
这个位置啊，可是坐落于中心位置。
And how many students does she live with, Sun Chen?
Two. 她和另外两个同学合租，他们每个人呢都有自己单独的卧室。
They each have their own bedroom, and they share the bathroom, kitchen and lounge.
是的，洗手间、厨房还有客厅可都是公用的。
Lounge, or sometimes we say living room. Sarah Jane also told us a little more about how they live from day to day.
The bills I have to pay, my water bill, electricity and the gas, you tend to budget for about that amount each month. We do tend to sort of eat together, the three of us, so it tends to work out cheaper because you'll perhaps cook for each other one night or something like that. Tends to be the sort of student staple is pasta, and that does tend to be lived on quite a lot just because it's cheap.
So when you live in private rented accommodation, you have to pay bills. Can you remember what bills are from earlier in the programme, Sun Chen?
我们说的那个单词是账单，对吧？
That's right. And the bills she has to pay are water, gas and electricity.
这些要付的账单啊，有水、煤气，还有电。你可得做好每个月自己的预算。做预算呢，就是 to budget.
You have to budget for them. She uses that word tend again. We tend to eat together.
我们通常是一块吃饭。Tend 说的就是经常发生什么事儿，这么一来呢，生活起来也就相对便宜一些。
It tends to work out cheaper. It often or usually works out cheaper.
就是核算出来，这样呢，核算下来也就便宜了一些。有的时候你给大家做饭，有的时候呢，别人也会给你做饭。
It tends to be the student staple, pasta.
经常吃的呀，就是意大利面 ，pasta.
A staple.A student staple.
就是常用的东西。学生们常用的东西呢，经常都没有什么太大的变化。依靠什么，就是
To live on. Pasta tends to be lived on quite a lot because it's cheap.
Learn English. 英语学习好帮手。You're tuned to BBC Learning English.
轻轻松松学英语。
From the BBC.
Let's have a look at some of the language we've used so far in today's programme. Fortunate.
幸运的。
Halls of residence, or halls.
宿舍大楼。
Accommodation.
住宿。
Private accommodation.
自己租的地方。
Rented accommodation.
租住的地方。
To thrust.
冲上去。
Tend. To tend to do something.
习惯做的什么事情。
Flat.
在英国英语当中呢，这个单词的意思就是单元。
A lounge.
客厅。
Bills.
账单。
To budget.
预算。
A staple.
常用的东西。
BBC Learning English.
We're looking at student life in the UK today on BBC Learning English, and we're talking about where students live.
Now, Joe, do all students live away from home?
Well, Sun Chen, when I was at university in the 1990s, most students went to university away from where they live. But recently, things have started to change because of this.
Most first-year students are now charged annual top-up fees of £3,000.
这个是来自我们 BBC 的记者 Sue Littlemore 说到 top-up fees 的问题。过去呢，英国大学都是完全由政府资助的，所以大学生啊是免费上大学。但是从2006年开始，英国政府开始实行了一项政策 top-up fees。top-up 就是追加、垫付 ，fees 学费。总体上来说呢，就是在英国上大学的学生得在政府资助的学费基础上自己再补一部分。
This has changed the way students are living.
In the large metropolitan universities in the north of England, then we are seeing a growing trend with around about 25% of students living at home.
这位研究员来自英格兰北部的利物浦大学，他说那里有好多城市大学。
Metropolitan. There's a growing trend.
就是一种逐渐形成的风气，有大约25%的大学生现在住在家里。大约、大概。
Around and about both mean the same thing.
说的呢就是大约。
But sometimes we put them together to mean the same thing. Around about 25%.
就是大约有25%。那这么做的原因呢，就是可以省钱。住在家里当然用不着交房租了。再说吃饭也用不着发愁了。Listen to this news report.
Libby Hooper and Amy Reynolds are students at Birmingham University. One will emerge as a debt-free graduate, the other will owe around £15,000 in student loans. This is Libby staying in the comfort of her family home in Harborne. Meanwhile, Amy is going for broken student digs while enjoying a full-on student lifestyle.
So this report looks at two different students. One will emerge as a debt-free graduate.
To emerge, 形成, a graduate, 毕业生, 还有就是没有贷款, debt-free. Free 通常用在一些单词的后面, 意思呢就是没有, 是个free drink, 就是无糖饮料, a smoke-free room, 无烟室, 那要说 fat-free food, 就说的是零脂肪的食品.
Libby will emerge debt-free because she's living at home, or staying in the comfort of her family home, as it says in the report. In the comfort of.
生活在自己舒适的家里, 但是对于Amy来说, 她可就要背上15,000英镑的助学贷款了. 欠钱就是...
To owe. She will owe £15,000 in student loans when she finishes studying.
助学贷款, 那些离家太远的大学生就得从政府贷款来住在学校里面, 这些贷款呢, 会等到他们大学毕业, 找到工作之后再还。
The reporter describes Amy as going for broke.
就是要破产了。 Digs 是一个非正式的单词, 意思呢就是寄宿。 So basically, more and more students stay and study at home because they don't have the money to go away to university.
That's right, Sun Chen. And what about Chinese students? Do they live at home or do they go away?
I think most of them live in universities away from home. Joe, 我们现在是不是可以来回顾一下我们今天接触到的单词和词组了呢?
I think so, Sun Chen. To top up.
追加垫付.
Fees.
学费.
Metropolitan.
城市的.
A growing trend.
一个形成的风气.
A roundabout.
大约.
To emerge,
形成,
debt-free,
零贷款,
in the comfort of your home,
在温暖的家里,
to owe,
欠钱,
broke,
破产,
digs,
寄宿.
And that's all for today's BBC Learning English programme. I hope that's helped you learn more about student life in the UK.
要想了解更多的内容, 别忘了登录我们的网站, www.bbcchina.com.cn 还可以给我们发电子邮件
chinaelt@bbc.co.uk. See you next time.
See you soon.
Across China. Across China.
实现梦想.
This is the BBC.